There are a few pioneer species that are really ubiquitous in their respective biogeographic regions. Since disturbed habitats are so very common these days, their abundance is obvious, and anyone working in the tropics should know them. The one I'd like you to learn is the Cecropia tree, the quintessential pioneer in all of the American tropics. You'll see them in any trip to human-occupied areas in Central and South America. They have thin trunks and white bark, sparsely branching, and large palmately lobed leaves, as shown in the upper left-hand picture. The clusters of fruits look a little bit like bunches of skinny bananas, and they tend to attract a lot of birds. Cecropias house obligate mutualist ants of the genus Azteca, although other genera of ants may also inhabit the trees. The tree provides sugar-rich food bodies produced below its leaf stalks in the right center photo to feed the ants, and also has a chambered stem in which the ants make their nests. In return, the aggressive ants defend the tree against herbivores and also clip vines off the tree. Cecropia trees have begun to invade in Africa. In Africa, the ecological equivalent of the Cecropia tree is the Musanga tree. They look very similar. And in Asia, there's a pioneer tree called the Makaranga tree. Knowing Cecropia, Musanga, and Makaranga, you will be easily able to recognize one of the most common trees in disturbed habitats if you visit one of these regions in which they occur. Click on the link to see a YouTube video of Cecropia and its ant plant mutualism. This video is also available in the content of the Learn at UW site.